Iran said today that it wants to settle the dispute over its continued detention of 15 British sailors and Marines. Ali Larijani, Iran's chief international negotiator, said the issue could be resolved and that there was no need for the Royal Navy crew to face a trial. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London on the signs that both sides might be softening their positions.
Events over the weekend might have suggested attitudes were hardening in Tehran. Angry demonstrations took place outside the British embassy there, with crowds shouting death to Britain. President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad also waded into the standoff with a statement criticizing Britain for its arrogance. Then Iranian state television showed more pictures of British captives apologizing for entering Iranian waters.
My name is Lieutenant Felix Carman. I operate out of frigate Foxtrot 99. Yes, I'd like to say to the Iranian people, I can understand why you are so angry about our intrusion into your waters.
But today there were signs that perhaps serious diplomacy has begun. Iranian state television said it would not air any more alleged confessions because of what it called positive changes from the British government. Then this evening, the Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council and Chief International Negotiator Ali Larijani told Britain's Channel 4 News through an interpreter that the issue could be resolved without the need for a trial.
What we say, there are two independent countries, a number of the soldiers have made a mistake, have violated the other country's territorial water. They should be brave enough to admit their mistake, confess to it and leave.
A British Foreign Office spokeswoman responded immediately by saying Britain too wants a diplomatic solution to the problem through bilateral talks and would be following up with the Tehran government tomorrow. Some analysts, such as Ali Granmaier at the University of London, say the Iranian government feels it has made its point and could be looking for a way out.
They suffered many setbacks in recent months. There were two Security Council resolutions against them. So they wanted to say we are still present in the region and we are a power in the Persian Gulf and nobody can violate our territorial integrity. But I think at the same time the Iranian government would be wise enough to get rid of this crisis and this problem.
But even if diplomacy is now centre stage, freeing the detained British crew won't necessarily be easy. The British Foreign Office spokeswoman said tonight that there remain differences between the two sides. Ed Owen was a former special advisor to the British Foreign Office during a similar standoff in 2004 when 8 British servicemen were seized by Iran.
We were dealing with a more reformist Iranian government. There was a president who was keen to push and enhance relationships with the British government and other Western governments. And yet it was difficult enough getting our service people back in those days. We're dealing with a different government now, which is much more aggressive towards the West, much more confrontational. It's hard work.
This standoff has coincided with the Iranian New Year, when government offices have been closed and no newspapers published. With the Iranian government back from the holidays tomorrow and encouraging signs today of diplomatic movement, now, after 11 days of deadlock, perhaps the two sides may be edging towards some kind of deal for the release of the captured crew. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.